A roll call, please.
Bennett.
Here.
Burks.
Here.
Hafler. Peters.
Here.
Rafferty. Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Has everybody reviewed the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of September 19th, 2012.
We have a second.
I'll second that.
And we have a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for October 24th. We usually meet on the third Wednesday of the month, but you'll note this is the fourth Wednesday of the month, so we missed a quorum last week, and we are now all together to proceed with the business. So the Plan and Zone Commission is a recommending body to the City Council, who has the final decision in everything we do. We look at rezoning requests, preliminary and final plats, site development, landscape plans, PUDs, and things of that nature. Seeing an audience in the crowd tonight or out in the audience, if you have anything to add when we're going through the cases, I will note that point in the proceedings, ask you to go to the podium at my right and your left and state your name and address and points of interest that you'd like to bring to our attention. So with that, we'll start with the first case, Mr. Gregg.
Mr. Chairman, we have before you tonight one land use amendment and two rezonings for this particular proposal. This is Devil's Glen Road. This is 53rd Avenue. We've got Middle Road right over here. You have Hopewell Avenue up here. And the parcel we're looking at is this area right here. Petitioner wants to change the land use from office transitional to traditional residential to match this and this nearby. And this is the legal description, as it were, for the area being changed in the terms of land use. This is the plan that demonstrates or is a concept showing entry coming in through a street here, and then a street circulation that will go further on north. You'll have a street connection also right here with a proposed subdivision to the east. This terminates here, and then you have further circulation through the western portion of the proposed super sub, the subdivision here. You can see there's a number of different zoning classifications. You've R1 to the east, R2 here, C5 here, proposed R3 here, and proposed A1 here. This is also R1 up here and R1 there. Everything to the south, still A1. Staff, in looking at this, would recommend approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
At present, the only access to that will be off 53rd Street?
There will be a stubbed or an access coming from the north from this subdivision here. But eventually, if you look at the build-out, I believe the petitioner wants to start in this area here. And then we'll have to see that he provides means for a turnaround or maybe a connection through this way. Just depends on how quickly this gets established over here, that subdivision.
The access to the other subdivision is from Forest Grove to the north?
Yes, or no, from Hopewell.
Hopewell.
And then there's an access that's proposed here from 53rd.
And that lines up with the curb cut out there in the median.
This one, yes. Yeah. If you were to go out there, you could see that.
Any other questions from the commission? Seeing none. Any questions or comments from anyone in the audience? Yes, sir.
I'm lost. What's the double brown line on the bottom? What street road is
that? That's 53rd, with the median and the trees in between.
Then where's Devil's Glen?
To the right or to the east? Oh, sorry, Devil's Glen to the west. Sorry, to the left. Middle Road to the east, to the right.
Okay, so here you want to develop from the east side of Devil's Glen.
It doesn't go all the way out to Devil's Glen.
This is it right here.
But where's that?
East side of the creek.
Right here.
Show them where Devil's Glen is.
This is Devil's Glen all the way over here.
So you're talking to the east side of Devil's Glen.
It's just east of Hopewell Creek. Do you know where Hopewell Creek is?
Hess Farm you're developing now, is that what you're talking about?
I don't know what it, is it known as Hess Farm, Bill? Ring?
No.
No, no.
Al just sold a piece of ground from Hopewell going to the south. Is that the ground you're talking about?
No, this is it here. This is 53rd Avenue here.
Yep.
This is middle here. Hopewell's all the way up here.
Yeah, show them where Hopewell Creek comes down through.
And this is.
You're talking about between Forest Grove and Devil's Glen, but to the west of Devil's Glen. So that has nothing
this,
to do with whether.
This is what
this
we'll talk about in a bit.
Is that? Are we on the right case maybe for them?
No.
They will, there's another one coming.
Have a chance case. To comment in a bit.
Stay tuned.
There's another one coming up.
Stay tuned.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
South of Nevada Drive.
Yes.
Between Nevada Drive, the cornfield between Nevada Drive and 53rd.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And if it's single family and multifamily, or single family only?
And it's single family, what is called the detached. It's sort of like if you had duplexes and they're detached from one another.
So it's
like this.
And duplexes.
Like this, yeah. So, well, detached.
They're detached homes.
Detached.
They're not.
Detached. Each unit is going to be a separate structure. There's not going to be any attached units, is my understanding.
One unit, one family.
Yeah.
But the ones towards 53rd are on smaller lots.
Yeah.
And referred to as the condos. Yes. And I think it had a note back in there that the initial plan was proposing 15 single-family condominium detached residence structures and 63 family single family homes is what is currently being contemplated.
What's the timeline that we're talking about?
I think you have to talk to the representative, which would be Mr. Pasternak.
Yeah, on behalf of the developer, closing is anticipated to be pretty much approximately right after we get the change in land use and the rezoning, if that it gets approved. So I think we're looking at a closing sometime in January, and then we'd like to start the build out of that southern portion beginning in the spring. I think we'll probably put it on in four phases is the way I understand it at this point.
So that's the portion along the middle?
Be the port by 53rd, I think.
I mean,
yes.
Middle.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anyone else in the audience with any questions or comments?
What are the dollar value, the range of the dollar value of the homes?
I'll defer to the developer.
Okay. I've not talked specifically with the developer who's not in attendance today, but I mean, the issue would be that in terms of values or comparable values, I can only imagine that it would be very akin to what he's done on the Beaver Crossing type development up, you know, in by Forest Grove. Okay, those initial price ranges though will come out as we get ready and do the plats. So, and that will be subsequent to when this development is approved.
Okay, anyone?
Any idea of where the roads might land? I'm just wondering if I'm going to have a
We didn't hear where you're from, so if you could tell us where you're from, maybe we can answer that question.
My address is 4219 Nevada Drive.
So you're on that entryway, so you're on the west side of this development then?
Right here is where it's going to connect. Is it the north? It'll come in this direction just through, I think, if that is Nevada, it's right here. It will come through this extension that goes in stubs right here in the southeast corner of your addition, and that's where that connection will be made.
Now that's that must be the street, the subdivision that's under construction right now.
Yeah, there's some homes out there right now, yeah.
Hopewell Hills to the north.
Yeah.
And Greg, this depiction on the screen is a preliminary concept.
Yeah, it's
there's
a concept.
No final plat
the preliminary plat will come up later.
Right.
Before this body, so that people will have a chance to comment on that layout at that time.
Bill Schoner, the plat. Anyone else from the audience? Seeing no other comments from the audience, I guess I would entertain a motion from the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12-057, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 12-057. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
We're going to take the other two also?
What, Greg, are we going to continue with those now or just?
Okay. You need, you have three motions before you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12-058, subject to staff recommendations.
Second on that?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 12-058, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12-059, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve case 12-059. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay. Mr. Gregg?
For the next case, Valley Winds Edition. Are you guys...
We're ready.
Okay, Valley Winds Edition.
Yes, sir.
This is what's proposed, is this area for a new preliminary plat. This is going to replace what was there before. And this is Devil's Glen Road right here. Forest Grove Drive comes across like that. And this area is, if you're familiar with the Ball Diamond area out here, it's just going to be due to the west. Mm-hmm. This is what is proposed by the developer right now. You have a potential area for future single family detached over here. Single family R1 here. This whole area is zoned R1, by the way. And then you have a retention pond here. This is the difference in the design, though. This will not be a connection. The overflow will actually be here for this retention pond, I should say, because it will be a water feature. And then there will be a drainage area here only for these lots. So that overflow area is not intended here. It just terminates. There's a drainage easement through here. Any overflow will go this direction to an existing detention basin in case the water feature does overflow. This gives you an idea of the layout with the contours, again showing the water feature and then showing this roadway direction. This area was originally included in what was the plat, preliminary plat, approximately 9 to 10 years ago, but due to the rugged nature of it and the fact that it would take a great deal of resources to take that and make it into a residential area, the concept the petitioner went with was for walkout basements to face this area that was rather rugged. I'm trying to get to the next attachment here. Well, I think it's sort of locked up on me, but
at least it's not the dreaded blue screen, it's only the black one.
Yeah. There's okay, here we go.
Been there, huh?
I don't know, I think it's
many times.
Thank you. Okay, let's see if we can get it to come back up. This is the original preliminary plat, and one thing staff wants to make clear is there is an outlot area, well, not in an outlot area, it's area actually we own as a city, that we would make a request as one of the conditions for approval of this preliminary plat is that the city-owned area, that there be a note on there stating that at some point in the future there will be a recreational trail built on this city-owned land, so that anybody purchasing any lot in the area is aware that there will be a trail in this particular vicinity as to what time it may be constructed and as to where the trail may go. That is a determination to be made by the Parks Department.
If I could, Greg, if I'd prefer that the language say a trail may be instead of will, may be constructed on that at some time in the future.
This right here, as you can see, there used to be a roadway that went through here, and then there were several lots. The problem is this design did not really take into consideration how steep the topography was in this area and how it drains into Fieldside Creek. I put an overlay here to show you that this area, these lots are being eliminated. The majority of the lots in the new subdivision are actually going to be larger, and there will be fewer of those lots. And this area over here will be redesigned akin to what is a development further over here to the west with the detached condominium concept. And here's the overlay showing that water feature and taking advantage of the existing topography. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, recommends approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
I have one back. Where you were, where it showed the previous plat and you were outlining the city ownership. Yeah. It looks like there's were originally platted lots or lots platted on the other side of our ownership. Does our ownership kind of separate down between so they'd be?
Yes, this is already existing. And then this, the city purchased this in 2003. And this strip, and this goes all the way down to Fieldside Park.
And is that part of what's then referenced on the one page as unused or unusable ground?
The unusable ground is up here. We do not own this. That is owned by the developer.
Okay. So that's outside our mm-hmm. area. So what's the maintenance provision for that? Because it doesn't show up as an outlot. It's just referenced as unusable.
At such time as when the final plat for this section here would come forward, that's when this would be addressed with the caretaking agreement provided by the developer, and then that would mete out the responsibility to any future homeowners association for care of that particular unused land. And that's at discretion of the developer. He may keep it in his own ownership as well.
Is it, what is it right now? Is it timber or what is it?
No, it's just a area where water tends to sort of flow through at the present, and it's rather rugged in terms of the terrain.
Yeah, it's quite a ravine through there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I might be able to answer that. I'm Eric Longlet with McClure Engineering that helped the developer prepare this plat. The outlot B that you guys are talking about, the unusable or undeveloped, mm-hmm. we'll call it, right now is part of the farm field. And in the future, we'd like to, we have options open to work with the city, to work with homeowners, either in a maintenance-free type of a situation or working with future development in such a manner that the future area is going to have its own detention area. And with that future area that may or may not be condo development, it's depends upon what happens in the future, obviously, but that outlot B is going to be maintained or in a maintenance-free type of a situation, hopefully, is what we're looking at.
So currently the single family plat that we're looking at here will not be tied to that parcel at all in any kind of outlot or maintenance agreements or anything?
There is a maintenance agreement at this time, but in the future, that may, outlot B and outlot C will hopefully, if development grows, which everybody wants, will end up becoming some other parcel for some other use. Now, will that area in parcel outlot B become developed property? Probably not, because like Greg said, it's pretty steep, pretty rugged.
Yeah, I've seen that out there. It's a challenge. Yeah.
So if we could make that into a maintenance-free type of a deal with either prairie grasses or okay. something that's visually attractive but still maintenance.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Eric, stay up there. if you wouldn't mind. It looks like there's 9 feet of water in the pond feature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you?
That is just kind of hypothetical right now.
Okay.
No design has been done.
Okay. All right.
So
you don't know rough idea of slope down to that.
The side slopes and
yep.
It'll be
walkable.
Probably in a 5-to-1 situation, something that's gradual until it gets down into the water, and then we'll 3-to-1. And we will work with the city. We've talked with Bill and Greg and Denny. This is, from what we can see, has been already designed with the detention to the south. It's already in the water features. I don't know if you guys have been out there or seen that. There's two water features. And we could utilize this wetted pond to act as additional detention to help with any south stormwater runoff. It doesn't appear that we would have to, but we can do that to assist with any additional runoff.
Any other questions from the commission? No. Anyone else from the audience have any questions or comments on this case? Yes, sir.
I'm Bruce Smith, Eagle Ridge Road. So this center section with his little blue mark there just went away.
Nope. The unusable.
That is not being proposed to do anything with this time or the near future, right?
That's my understanding from Eric just now. Yes, sir.
Then the next section to the left, is that proposed condos, but not at this point?
That's also my understanding.
So they will have to come back.
He's shaking his head, though.
To get that approval to develop that into condos. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
Submit a preliminary plat and a final plat.
Okay.
But he was shaking Eric, you were shaking your head when I was saying yes, condos,
yeah,
but
nodding yes.
Nodding yes, okay.
Future, but that's not being asked for approval at this point.
No.
Okay.
No, it's just an
yeah, okay.
Anyone else in the yes, ma'am? Good answer.
So we live just to the west of the triangle, and we'd like to go on record being against a condominium development. I know that that's not, you know, the fact that it's a future condominium development, I think I can comment on it now, even though it's not really up for approval right now. The fact that it's zoned R1, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All of it. Any kind of development, unless the zoning changed, would have to be the single family condos. Is that correct?
Yes.
It couldn't be a multi condo. But we feel as long 27 year residents of Pettendorf that area would be better served to be homes similar to what's there right now, right behind it to the west, in terms of tax revenue and things like that. And there definitely seems to be the demand in the city for the larger, higher-end homes. So we would like to go on record being against the condominium development. Also, this possible recreation trail that we've talked about for 15 years maybe, the trail to nowhere, also from a tax point of view, a tax payer point of view, and a tax use point of view, doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, especially with all the other bike and other trails that we have throughout the city. So,
okay.
Also, thank you very much for your communication in terms of sending through the mail, even, all this information, and sending the second letter that the meeting last week was postponed. We really appreciate that. Okay, thank you.
I'm glad, because there's been challenges about getting the communication, so I'm glad it got out to everyone. That's good to hear. Thank you. Anyone else in the audience?
I have one question regarding the city's land and the, I'm sorry, I'm not in the audience, but.
You have the floor. I defer to the young man on my left, yes.
With regard to the staff recommendation that it's, are you recommending that it somehow be noted on the plat so that future owners are aware that the city may use that land for a recreational trail? Is that what you're proposing?
Yeah, we originally didn't want it on the plat because really it's not a part of the plat.
Right.
At the pleading of the Park and Recreation Director, he wanted something noted on the plat that perhaps in the future a recreation trail could be put there. There's no design for it. You know, there's nothing that's going to happen in the near future, but he actually requested that we just put the plat note on there that a recreation trail could be included in that city-owned property at some time in the future, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I was just curious as to how, if that was what you were proposing.
Not me.
Steve, okay. Anyone else with comments or questions? Yes, sir.
I'm Jim Bradley. I live at 6471 Eagle Ridge Road in Bettendorf, Iowa. I guess I'd like to echo Karen and kind of go against this proposed bike trail or recreation area, whatever you want to call it. The city, at the park board at some time, did do Highland Green second edition. And if any of you people ever have a spare afternoon to go out and look at nothing, go out and look at that, because they planted trees in there, they don't mow it. When they do mow it, they send a brush hog in, and instantly the little trees disappear if the deer already have an aim. So I guess I'd like to say that bike trail is going to go no place. Just leave us our trees.
Okay, appreciate the comment.
When we bought out there, that was the McCartney Bush selling point, was the trees. And I guess they had a different reason for giving it to the city, but I know we bought for the fact of trees, and I think a lot of people out there did.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the comments.
Well, and thank you for the communications. It's great.
Yep, glad you guys got it. Good. Okay, anyone else? In that case, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12-060, subject to staff recommendations.
And in particular, I'll add for the note regarding the plat. Okay, and a second on that.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 12-060, subject to staff recommendations and the plat comment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, I think that takes us to the staff update, Bill.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the City Council followed your recommendation on approving the rezoning for Acino Granite on the east end of State Street and the final plat of villas at Glen Gevlin's second edition. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Short report. Okay. Any other matters for the Commission? Seeing none, we'll close the meeting.